Liam Fee case. What was your personal reaction to what came out in the trial?
Well, my personal reaction, I think, is the same as the reaction of every right-thinking human being across the country, just one of shock and horror and revulsion, and also just an overwhelming feeling of sadness that this wee boy in his young life suffered the way in which he clearly did. I want, the same way everybody wants, to make sure that all of the lessons that need to be learned from this case are learned and applied in the future. What makes it different for me is I'm First Minister and I have a responsibility to make sure that those lessons are learned. The significant case review that will now be undertaken is the right way to go forward, so that we do take time to make sure that the right lessons are learned and applied in the future. You know, it's understandable in the wake of a case like this that everybody wants quick answers and they want to lash out and blame somebody. I'm no different to anybody else, but it is absolutely right, and we owe it to other children to make sure that the lessons that have been learned are the right ones, and that's why this case review is the right way to proceed.
It's fair to say authorities failed Liam, didn't they? Because he slipped through the net, he fell off the radar by their own admission.
Look, when a case like this happens, nobody in any part of the system can stand back and say that there wasn't more that could have been done and should have been done. And, you know, it's important for all of us to be upfront and honest about that. But in terms of what precisely didn't work the way it was meant to work in Liam's case, we must look at that closely and carefully to make sure that we're not jumping to conclusions that might not be the right conclusions, but the conclusions we reach are the right ones based on the facts of the case. And that's why it's appropriate to do that through the significant case review. But, you know, everybody just feels utterly heartbroken at what happened to that wee boy, and all of us want to make sure, and I've got a responsibility as First Minister to make sure that the systems we have in place, while, you know, this is just one of the unfortunate facts of life, there is no system, probably anywhere in the world, that can give an absolute guarantee that no child will ever fall through the net. But we must make sure that we're doing everything possible to minimise the risk of any child anywhere falling through the net.
Because it's not the first time we've had a tragic case of a child in Scotland dying. We've had quite a few in recent years, other children. So are lessons really being learned?
Well, obviously every time a case like this happens, there is a review and there is a lot of work done to try to make sure that lessons are learned. Now, you know, obviously these cases are all different. They will have different facts and circumstances around them. But what underlines all of the work the Scottish Government is doing with, you know, local councils and other agencies is to try to have in place systems that prevent as far as possible any child falling through the net. Now, that didn't happen in Liam Fee's case, and we need to look very carefully at why that didn't happen. But that has to be our objective, to make sure the systems are in place that avoid children falling through the net, so that, you know, when children are at risk, the agencies are able to work together and work quickly to protect children. Now, you know, there will be hundreds of cases across the country where that works well, and children are identified and are given the support they need in cases where, if they weren't, tragedies may follow. But every time that doesn't happen, we've all got very hard questions to ask and to answer.
Now, the named person scheme is very controversial. It was in place in that area as a pilot in Fife. That's failed him as well. Is it the right time to do named person?
Well, look, I'm not going to get into the specifics at this stage of the Liam Fee case, because I think we owe it to that wee boy and we owe it to other children to make sure that we're learning the right lessons and not jumping to conclusions. But the named person scheme is an attempt to reduce the likelihood of any child falling through the net. That's what the objective of it is. And if that or any other aspect of our child protection systems don't work in any particular case, then I think the reaction should be to make them stronger rather than to get rid of those systems. So that's a general comment and not specifically in relation to Liam Fee, but it should be, how do we make the systems that are there to protect children stronger so that children don't fall through the net? And that's the challenge for all of us.
So it doesn't ring alarm bells with you that named person maybe didn't work here?
I'm not going to, because I don't think it's right and I don't think it is fair to anybody to jump to conclusions in this case. You know, we owe it to that wee boy, but we owe it to other children to make sure that the lessons that are learned are the right ones, and that's why the significant case review is the right thing to do.